On one hand, before the election, they told us they were anti-Mercosur, they were supporting farmers. Yet when it came to the vote in the European Parliament, in Strasbourg, on that amendment, in clear day, it was there for an opportunity for them to oppose it. And regrettably, they did not oppose the deal. They supported the deal, in fact, and they opposed any move to tear it up.
What's next to this?
Well, this is a critical issue, and this is the reason I'm raising it at this stage. The Mercosur trade deal is going through a process called legal scrubbing at the moment, which basically means the text of it will be tidied up and clarified in some areas. There'll be no substantial change to the text. The Commissioner for Agriculture has told us already there'll be no substantial change to the text, but it's a legal process going on. Now, MEPs had initially been told it could be almost Christmas before we would have a vote in the Parliament on this, and we will have a vote on this in the Parliament. But I am hearing through the grapevine now in Brussels deeply concerning stories that in fact the Commission is now going to try and rush a vote on this issue before the summer break. I understand that the European Commission is using the controversy over tariffs to heighten concerns about trade in general at the moment, and is basically telling MEPs and telling some of the countries in the community that, we must vote on this now to establish that South American trade business because we're going to lose trade in North America. And I'm saying this is an absolute scandal because there is no evidence of any loss of trade at the moment. No evidence. We're still in the process of discussions and talks between Trump and the European Commission. There's no evidence that we're going to be substantially in arrears down the line. In fact, President Trump is talking about deals at the moment. So any move to come forward and vote on Mercosur at the moment, as far as I'm concerned, is premature. And in fact, I think we should be sending the deal back to the Commission to have it re-looked at and clear up the existing deal and put the interests of our farmers first. At the end of the day here, Ronan, we have to take one policy with regard to farming and exports and trade and beef exports. What we have, we hold. We have built up substantial business for our beef trade and livestock and indeed in chicken across Europe. We have the markets there. Why should we give them up to the Mercosur countries? Why should we give them away at a time when our farmers are for the first time getting a proper and a fair return from their farming?